Blog Talk Radio.
Create a dream. You have got to uphold the dream. If you can't, go back to the factory or go back to the desk. Greetings and welcome to the A New Day Show. I am Dynamic Daphne, your host, your very blessed host, as a matter of fact. And I am super excited to be alive to enjoy this beautiful day. It is so beautiful. The leaves are still very lush and green here in Connecticut. Although, if you can look deep enough, You will notice a few of the leaves are beginning to change. And for those of you who have never been to Connecticut, you ought to take a visit to Connecticut during the fall, because it is the most gorgeous scene you can ever behold. With all the gold and the browns and the maroons and, oh, just so much beauty. I always say during the fall, people who have a challenge in coordinating their colors, all they need to do is to look through their windows and they can get spark of ideas of colors to put together. So I just love this season. And now I own a flip video, so I promise that I will take some fall foliage as I travel throughout the state, and I will upload them on the radio site or on my Facebook site, so you can get a feel of the beautiful fall that we have here in Connecticut. I want to inform you that we had planned to have the mindful chef Daniel Lanzilaro on this morning. However, he has a conflict and he's not able to be here this morning. We were going to get into a conversation and dialogue about the value of work. But he and I will enter into that conversation next week. I know last week he came and the people who listened, they learned a lot. They had a great time. So I'm going to just like scratch the surface this morning and talk about the value of work. And I welcome your calls in. The numbers to call. We have 646-915-8166. And for those of you who are out of state or out of country and would like to use the 800 number, it is 877-598-8549. Again, 877-598-8549. That's the 800 number. And the regular phone number is 646-915-8166. So please let me hear from you. I welcome your call so we can just have a fun segment this morning. We can talk about some of the advantages that we found from out of working. And then we can prep ourselves for next week so we can really get into an in-depth conversation with the Mindful Chef when he comes. Never give in, never. And that's a quote from Winston Churchill. You know, it's it is amazing when you listen to people discuss certain situations in their lives, and very few people want to or really set the time aside to get involved into any physical work. For example, I, up until my lawnmower broke and I didn't want to buy a new one and I didn't want to fix it. So then I begin to get somebody that comes in and cut my grass. I used to cut the grass myself and people say, oh, well, why do you want to do that? And, you know, I discovered back in June when my blood pressure was elevated, I realized that that was the only kind of exercise that I was getting. And during those times when I was cutting the grass, I never had any high blood pressure because my body was active and I was doing physical stuff. So it is important to get involved in work. And when I talk about work, I am not talking about you go to the job that you get paid to come there and hang out. I'm not talking about that. I am talking about work in your personal life. You know, do a little gardening in a couple of weeks. I'm hoping to be talking with a gentleman on this show. He's a local resident of New Milford. And I went into Walmart and noticed one of the hugest zucchini. I think without exaggeration, it probably weighs around about 60 pounds. And I am so excited to talk to the gentleman. Last night, we should have had him on the cable TV show. But he had a situation that turned up, so he could not be there. But I am so looking forward to share what he's doing with the rest of the world, because we can all learn from him. This is the time when we all need to be so careful about what we eat, what we feed to our families. And here is this gentleman who is growing all the vegetables that he can ever use all of it. He gives them to neighbors and friends and co-workers. But I know that there is so much reward in doing that, because I remember when I used to plant a vegetable garden, and I say used to because I have not planted it in a few years, and I, other than I have some mint which comes back automatically. However, I think that in 2011 I will make an effort to plant a garden, a vegetable garden and a herb garden, because it is such a rewarding thing to do. You know, you go out, you put the seeds in, or you put the little plants in, and you watch them grow, and you, in another few weeks, you look out and you notice they are growing so tall, and before you know it, there's fruits there, and you can go harvest. But nothing beats than when you prepare a meal and know that the entire thing that is in your meal was, you were able to harvest it from something that you planted. So it's a real rewarding thing. You can just taste the love in it, the love that it was planted with, and then the love it was harvested and prepared with. It is just a great, 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 great feeling. So I'm looking forward to going back to that. And I want to hear from you. So call and let's talk about some of the values that you have found in work. I have this book, and I don't know if you have ever read the book. It is on the New York Times bestseller list, and it says, "Do it. Let's get off our butts." I know I have used this book on the show before, but I think we have become people that just sit around. Nobody wants to walk and to do anything. We drive everywhere, and nobody wants to get physically committed and devoted to doing something that is a physical work. You know, we ladies like our nice nails and everything, and I do too. However, it gives me such a joy to be out there, you know, playing in the dirt. A few months ago, I was reading in one of the magazines. I'm not sure which magazine it was, but it was mentioning about people in India, and people in India who do not wear shoes. They walk barefooted, so they are in continuous contact with the earth. I remember walking barefooted in Jamaica, not only for a short time, but for majority of my childhood. I walked barefooted, and because I had one pair of shoes, and that was to go to church. So I went to school barefooted, and everywhere else we went barefooted. And as I look back, as I read the article and I look back, there were the writer of the article was mentioning that people who walk barefooted and have such a connection with the earth, they live longer lives because they are grounded. They do not get sick regularly and things like that, because they are so close to nature and to earth. And it was amazing, because when I read it, I began immediately to reflect on my childhood growing up. And just looking back and said, oh, way back when, I was never sick. I was never this. I was never that. And who knows whether or not it was because of that reason. So for me to be here talking to you about this today, it is to show you how great an impact it has on my life. So let's get down and dirty, as the people would say. Let us connect to Mother Nature. Let us get involved. I know that next week when we get into the conversation with Daniel Lanzilaro, he's going to be talking about more of the from the construction. Well, I don't know if it's more from the construction process, but I know he is such an avid advocate for doing and building things yourself. I am not so much of a builder. I have never built anything. Even a sandcastle I tried to build, and it did not last too long. The wave came and whoops, it was gone. But I really enjoy gardening. I enjoy both flower garden and vegetable garden. And I enjoy just filling up my basket and giving it to people. Sheila Graham says, you can have anything you want if you want it desperately enough. You must want it with an inner exuberance that erupts through the skin of your joints. The energy that is created the world. So, you know, whatever we want, we can go out there and we can make it happen, but we must believe in ourselves. We must. Even when nobody else believes in us, we must believe in ourselves. And it is amazing that the little efforts that we make can bring a lot of joy into our lives. So I am very excited to be talking about that this morning with you, to say how we can make a difference in our own lives and in the lives of our families. You know, As I mentioned before, I don't know much about, you know, the building, the kitchen cabinets and all of those things. But the other little things that I know how to do is like the garden. I find myself that when I prepare the squash now, I'm removing the seeds and letting them dry like I saw my daddy did. I'm letting the seeds dry and I am replanting those so that the next year that I can have some squash from my own garden. So I will be reporting to you to tell you how that goes. So let us talk about some things from this this book here about do it, let's get off our butts. And we are going to look at this topic this morning as a topic that is encouraging us and energizing us to get involved in physical work. Do something. A lot of times we say, well, we don't have the money to go to the gym. We cannot get a trainer. We can't do this. We can't do the other. But the bottom line is we need to ask ourselves the question, do we really need all of that? Or so long as we get involved in the daily physical things around our homes, will that provide exercise for us? And I'm not saying that as a judgmental question, but I want each and every one of you to ask yourself that question. What have I done physically lately? All right, so let's look at the book, Do It, Let's Get Off Our Butts. And I want to just thumb through it and just pick some things out, and we are going to discuss and just talk about them as we go through this book. Yep. So I'm looking here. We'll keep you on track. All right. So let us look at becoming a passionate dreamer. Okay? We are going to go faster. Now that you have your dream and your commitment to it, you are probably experiencing some divine impatience. A part of you is saying, let's get on with it. And so shall we. Now, as I mentioned that I'm working from the book here, and what it says is that you're eager to get on with the goals that you have set for yourself. And seeing that you have not been reading this book, I want you to look on your life as it is and look at your goals as you have set them over the years. And think about some things that you can do different. The authors for the book are John Roger and Peter McWilliams. Although the mind can get the body jumping, there, here and there, emotions is necessary for sustained activity. This section is about cultivating and challenging emotional energy for consistent, persistent action. So that's where the passion comes in. There are a lot of different words for this emotional energy. Enthusiasm. Enthusiasm. To be one with energy of the divine, desire or even obsession, the one we are well passionate about is passion. That's right. So, you know, there's no enthusiasm and no emotional energy if you are not portraying some passion. The emotions are, however, controlled by the mind. That we think about determines, what we think about determines how we feel. So even though the goal is to produce passionate emotions, such as the times we'll be discussing, the uses of the mind to reach a dream, especially a big dream, we need to have an ally, something to counteract all the limiting emotions and confront and comfort zone can dish out as well. That thing is in our passion. We must love and desire our dream and love and desire its intent for our dream is for our dream to come true. Mark Twain says, put all your eggs in one basket, a love, and love that basket. Or Egbert Hubbard said, do your work with your whole heart, and you will succeed. There's no little competition. So, you know, they said, I've heard it said that you can't put all your eggs in one basket. However, when it comes to building what we're doing, whether it's a business or a career or a brand, we need to be so committed to that. Let me just moisten my throat. I've been having problems. With my throat from, I had got the flu the other day. So please excuse me. Visualization. To visualize is to see what is not there. What is not real, you know, a dream? To visualize is, in fact, to make visualize. Visualize, however, have a way of becoming visual truths. Don't allow the word visual to throw you off, whatever you're doing. Because we need to imagine our success. Some people primarily see things in their imagination. Others primarily feel things. Still, others primarily hear things. Whichever sense you use to access your imagination is fine. Know that you are a unique person. And whatever you are working on and doing needs to be authentically yours and authentically you. You know that nobody wants you to be a robot, and not that you cannot use other people as mentor or role model. However, whatever you are doing needs to be yours, and you need to own it and believe in it with every fiber of your being. You must believe in it. Now, we're going to work on a little pop quiz here. Although the brain is only 2% of the total body weight, it consumes 25% of the body's oxygen. Oxygen. And if you feel short of breath, then stop. So that we just need to do all these little activities. And to just keep ourselves alert and awake. If you feel short of breath, stop thinking. People without brains need 25% less oxygen. Our brains should be bigger. The body considers thinking an important activity. We should spend 75% of our time doing something other than thinking. You shouldn't walk, think, and chew gum at the same time. Keep breathing. In our imagination, what we behold, we become. What we have beheld until this moment has gotten us what we are and what we have. If we want something different, something greater, we must think greater thoughts. We are not responsible for every thought that goes wandering through our minds. We are, however, responsible for the ones we hold, where we especially responsible for the thoughts we put there. It's time to plant a dream crop and positive vision. It's time to focus on the positive, to hold an image of what we want, to see, view, play, or worded for our more negative thinking friends. Don't focus on what you don't want. So, you know, we have the control over our minds. Think about your dream all the time, no matter what else you're doing. Live your dream in your imagination, become obsessed by it. Love it. Be passionate about it. Never lose your imagination. Never, never, never. It is your dream, your imagination. Why on earth should you lose it? Don't. If you find yourself losing, turn it around. And it's one, you know, one day at a time. Just one day at a time. And you will eventually get a hold of it. But I noticed that it's like building a wall, you know. Each day you put a little building block on, one block at a time, one block at a time, and you put it on, and before you know it, if you are consistent, you will have a completed wall. We're going to talk about the role that affirmation plays in all of this, in focusing on your dream and just staying true and staying focused to the things that you believe in. To affirm is to make firm. An affirmation is a statement of truth you make from your petition. Affirmations always take place in the present. Hence, the word is always present tense. I am a successful contractor making $100,000 per year is how to state an affirmation. Not that you're going to be or you really want to be, but you are doing it already. Even when you open your purse and you look in there and you realize you only have a 10 cents, you're going to claim that 100%. And the other thing that you can do, you can use your vision board as for affirmation as well. So I want to continue with that. So make an affirmation for your purpose. You need to identify your purpose, and I'm not going to spend time on that this morning because I have spent many, many episode and segments talking about identifying your purpose, pursuing your purpose, and all of that. So identify your purpose. Know what your purpose is, not what other people tell you it is supposed to be, but you need to be feeling it in your heart, in right down in the core, in the pit of your spirit. You need to be feeling that. Think big. You know, they say if you hang out with the stars and then you fall, you're going to be falling in the clouds. But if you are below the cloud and when you fall, what's going to happen? Poof! You're going to be way down there. So you need to think big. Think big. Each of the goals along the path to the big dream. Read each affirmation out aloud at least 1,000 times an hour each day for your purpose and your big dream. 30 minutes for each of your goals before starting. Ask for the white light to surround you for your highest good. So you focus and you meditate. And you ask for guidance as you affirm these things. Now, I must tell you that affirmation without action is not going to be getting you any place. So you need to focus on taking action. It's like, you oftentimes hear people say, oh, I'm waiting, I'm waiting, I'm waiting. I always wonder, what are they waiting on? You know, what are they waiting on? So you must take action. Whether you're meditating, whatever else you're doing, take action to help you with all of that. Regardless of what happened, don't ever give up. You keep going. You need to be creative in what you're doing. So it's good to use some written affirmation that I know they have books on affirmations, but what I find out is beneficial for me is to create my own. And repeat them and believe them. Let them become part of who I am. To bring up the limitations faster, look at yourself in the mirror while repeating your affirmation. So, you're having a positive conversation. I say that I remember when I began when in my early days when I began public speaking, and I only have one child, so I didn't have a large family to sit down and to speak to them. But what I did was I would line up the tables, the chairs, and the everything, and I would speak. I would literally speak to those furniture, the plate, the chairs, everything. I would speak to them. So you have to create the audience that you want for yourself, and just speak, and you're feeling it. So it's like when you're looking in the mirror and you're speaking to that person in that mirror, have a energized conversation and you communicate with that person. And you, when you just started, you're going to feel silly. You're going to feel very silly, but we want you to continue doing it until you believe in what you're doing. You can record your affirmation on a recorder, and you can play it back for yourself, and so you can be driving in your car and can be playing it, and you can use that and repeat it as you are going along your daily tasks, especially if you have to drive a distance to go to work. Turn the radio off and listen to your own affirmation, and you can use this to like program yourselves. You can also, if you're riding with someone else, you can explain to them that it's not that you're impolite or anything, but you use this time of travel as a learning time for yourself. And you spend that time, you can use the earphone, and you can use that time to study. And you can introduce them to do the same. You know, you said, well, this is this new habit that I'm doing, which is changing my life, and I encourage you to start it too. So you plug your earphones in, not listening to the music, but listening to your affirmation. You can put your affirmations on your wall, and you can read them the first thing in the morning and the last thing at night. I like to do that. I have my big map of the world on the wall in my room, and it's the last thing I look on at nights, and go over all those places on the map that I am looking to go to. The other thing I know that a lot of people are working with now is their vision board that is helping them to stay focused on the dreams that they have created. And I know that people are so set in their ways and to do things a certain way. They have been doing it a certain way for a long time, and they don't want to stop doing that and to try something new. But I'm telling you to encourage, I'm telling you this to encourage you to start doing a little at a time. And if you're having a challenge or if you're having a struggle, I want you to find yourself a hero, find yourself a shero, find yourself a mentor, find yourself a coach, a buddy, or somebody that will help you through this this situation that you're working on, and somebody that will encourage you, especially someone who has been there, done that, and you want to learn from them, and you can say, well, if Daphne can do that, if Daphne has accomplished something, so can I. So I want to remind you that you can call in. The number to call is the number to call is 646-915-8166. And again, 646-915-8166. And I see a gentleman out here, and he's a gentleman that I am talking with about doing some stone work for me. And I don't know if I can get him to come on the radio to talk with me this morning about some of the work that he is doing. Mr. Jose is Mr. Jose is here with me. I'm going to ask you some question on the radio. So you're going to get an opportunity to talk on the radio. That's good? All right. So you stand right here. And this is Mr. Jose is on the here. He's a stone worker. You do stone work, and you do fantastic work. This morning, I was supposed to have a different guest on the radio this morning, and we were going to talk about the benefit of work. And I know you do a lot of physical work. And my guest this morning had a conflict, so he can't be here. So I was glad I see you walking outside in my yard. I said, I'm going to call you, and I'm going to ask you some question, and you just answer what I ask you. So other people all over the world is hearing you, so I want to put this on. And you. Okay. So tell the people what your name is.
Yes, my name is Jose Sanchez. Mm-hmm. I do stone walls, I do patios, I do sidewalls, everything, and landscaping. Yes, this.
And you, how long have you been doing this kind of work?
I have 25 years.
25 years. And I have to tell the listeners that you have some strong muscles and everything. I can see your feet. And I think that the only exercise you do is the exercise from the work that you're doing. Do you go to the gym?
No, only stone
work. Only the stone work.
Yes.
So let us tell the people. At what age did you start the stonework? From your boy in Mexico?
Yes.
Did you start doing stonework?
My father showed me the job.
Teach you how to do the job. So
yes.
You grow up in Mexico and you see people doing work with their hands.
Yes.
It's like me growing up in Jamaica. And my father was a farmer. My father never have a tractor to till the soil. He did it with a pitchfork. And maybe you know what a pitchfork is. And people never go to the gym.
Yes.
And now I notice that nobody wants to get involved in physical work.
Yes.
But do you get sickly and have to go to the doctor, or this kind of work keeps you fit and active?
Yes, you never sick. Every time you do by hand when you digging, every
right.
time by hand, never use a machine, never.
No machine,
nothing.
You dig with your hand, it keeps you healthy.
Yes.
So you would encourage the people to get involved in doing physical work. Because for me, I don't know to do the stone work, but I love to go out and make a little garden, and, you know, I used to plant vegetables.
Mm-hmm.
I haven't planted any. Next year, I'm going to go back to that. But here you are, from you're a boy, and I don't know, now you're a grown man, And you do this fantastic work, and I pray that one day I can get some of the pictures to upload it on the radio so the people can see.
Yes.
But you are involved in physical work, and it is keeping you healthy.
Yes.
And how does it make you feel every time you look on a job that you complete? You go like, no, you're out in my yard, you're looking around, and it's just grass.
Mm-hmm.
And then you have in your mind what you're going to do. You're going to dig that part up, you're going to do this, and then you're going to put it up. How does it make you feel? Every property that you go to and to do this work, how does it make you feel inside? Happy?
Happy. Everything happy.
Happy?
Yes.
And it just helps you because it is so creative, because what I've noticed, you don't have a book that you go around and say you're going to do this. You have everything in your head and in
mm-hmm.
your
only,
spirit.
Only my head. Is.
So you are very creative in this activity.
Yeah.
Yeah, so it's a good thing. I hope that we're going to get you back on the radio again. But as I saw you out there, and I wanted to give you an opportunity.
Okay.
To talk about what the work that you do. So say hello. You don't know whether your relatives in Mexico will be listening, so say hello to the people, because this is playing all over the world.
Hello, everybody.
That's right.
Yeah. Okay.
All right.
Okay,
so, thank you, Mr. Jose Sanchez. So, you know, that was Jose Sanchez. He's from Mexico, but he lives here in the United States. And he does fantastic work. And I just wanted to give him an opportunity to say something on the radio.
Okay.
On the radio this morning to you. So, you know, we all have an opportunity to do that something for ourselves. It doesn't matter what it be. You might not be able to build a stone wall or to build a house or a patio or a deck. But get involved and do something. You must get active. Get active and do something. Because it will add years to our lives. It will help us to remain healthy. And you know something? When I got sick the other day, you can say it was a rude awakening for me, because, as I say, I have not been very active, and I realized that I was doing myself an injustice. So I'm making a decision now to do things differently in my lifestyle and to just wake up and smell the coffee if you made. You don't have to wait for devastation to hit you before you do something. So I want to encourage you, please call in, let me hear from you, call and let me know whether or not you have personally gained any experience from working physically and getting involved in physical work. So the number to call is 646-915-8166, and the 800 number is 866-877-598-8549. That's the number you can call me here. That's the number you can call me here on, and let me know that what advantages that you are having from physical work. I'm kind of multitasking here, so I'm distracted. So I'm doing two things. I'm talking to Mr. Sanchez, and okay. All right. Give me a call at 646-915-8166. And if you want to call the 800 number, 877-598-8549. So give me a call and let me know what advantages that you have gotten out of physical work. And the chat room is also open. So if you have some questions, you can type it in there and I will repeat your question for the other listeners to hear, and for people who are listening to the archives later on to hear your question and can learn some of the things that you are doing. Now, again, I want to encourage you to give me a call at 877-598-8549 or 646-915-8166. And we are talking this morning about some of the advantages one can derive from physical work. Next week, we will continue the conversation with my guest, Daniel Lanzilato, as well as next week, we are having Bonnie Bloss on, and Bonnie has a unique story of how she has reinvented her life and her career in her older years and is just having a blast doing it. I also want to encourage you to give me a call and or send me an email. You can do that from here. You can send it to Daphne@ClarkHudson.com, or you can send it right here on the radio site. And I want to give you additional information about the Dreaming Room that I have changed the date for. I have not set the new date yet. I know it will be on a Saturday morning, 9 to 12. I know that it will take place up in Southbury at the Southbury Heritage Golf and Spa, and it's a 12-week course. It is designed for entrepreneurs who want to create extraordinary businesses. So I want you to give me a call. I would love for you to be involved in the Dreaming Room with me. So I'm encouraging you to come dream with me. I also want to encourage you to visit my Eagles Vision Media Group site, where we do EVHMG radio 24 hours a day. So if you are someone that is working the night shift, you can still catch the radio show there when you do your night shift. All the shows keep running there. So I thank you for that and hope to get your feedback on there about the work that we are doing there. So I want to encourage you to call 646-915-8166. And I want to also encourage you to visit our site, the Blog Talk Radio site, and leave us a comment. Mark this site as a favorite so you can keep informed about the guests that we will have on. So, I want to open up the lines and encourage you to call in 646-915-8166 and just let me know some of the advantages that you have gotten on out of getting involved in physical work. So again, the number is 646-915-8166. 8166. So I want to discuss a little bit too while we are waiting on you to call me. I want to talk a little bit about the dreaming room. And well, the dreaming room is created by Michael E. Gerber. Michael E. Gerber is the author of the E-Myth Revisited, and he is the author of the most successful small business in the world, the 10 Principles. And he writes in his book, Awaken the Entrepreneur Within, he says, I came face to face with the very same question as I began to do dreaming room after dreaming room. Just as I had gone down the street as our first salesperson and meeting with clients as our very first business consultant at the beginning of the Michael Thomas Corporation. Now the dreaming room, I was going down the street as our first dreaming room facilitator facing the same kind of problem, lack of experience, lack of knowledge, lack of understanding, as well as the same kind of breakthrough. Oh, so this is what people think of when you mention the dreaming room. Oh, so this is why people resist the entire notion of dreaming. Oh, this is really, really difficult to do. And each and every dreaming room I did challenge the very idea of the business as well as provided me with every reason to persist with the business. What an extraordinary experience this is, I said to myself as I wrestled with myself and with every participant. What a remarkable thing. This will be once I figure it out, I thought, but what is the business model, I ask myself continuously. It is obviously simple adventure for me to come to dreaming rooms, heaven forbid. So then what I ask myself, as I doggedly persist in doing dreaming room after dreaming room, then what appeared as simple as the idea of a dreaming room showed up in my mind the first time I thought of it. Then what becomes so transparently obvious that I wondered why I didn't see it at the outset. Then, what was this? The dreaming room was not just an intense, not just a weekend workshop. The Dreaming Room has become the power source for the entrepreneurship worldwide. It was to be an intricately bungled set of services to awaken the entrepreneur within. Every human being on the face of this earth who has called to do the work and then to provide those so-called with all of the inspiration, education, training, coaching, and most importantly, a turnkey service that had never before been made readily available to those entrepreneurs who were awakened to make their job a building of building a great business, easy, affordable, and consistently successful beyond belief. What would those service be? Will I have named them and begun them? They are my growth partner, my growth manager, my growth opportunity, my growth capital, my growth software, my growth organization, my growth mentor, my growth marketing engineer, my growth accountant, my growth attorney, my growth media, my growth advertise, my growth sales leader.com, my growth coaching. Each and every turnkey service will provide each and every awakened entrepreneur with exactly the kind of help, system, solution, and capability each will need as they go through the stages of entrepreneurial growth, all at the lowest cost possible with the highest possible success. The word is turnkey. That is the hallmark of the E-Myth point of view, that the system is the solution, as E-Myth book says, that once one understands the need for a system, the power of a system, the efficiency of the system solution to people's problems, then and only then can you build a scalable business like McDonald's, Starbucks, or Walmart, or any business that, for that matter. And only then you have bought into and learned how to build the power of replicability. That if you can build one turnkey system that works every single time, only then can you build 30,000 turnkey replicates of that first one, the secret sauce of the McDonald's outlandish success. Only then can you ask the question, but is this business also transformable in that it will change the world positively in time? The My Growth System listed above are each and every one exactly built on the turnkey model that McDonald has been so successful building. And because of that, provide any and every awakening entrepreneur the confidence he or she needs to replicate the success of every successful company before. And by doing so, the dreaming room, the company will have fulfilled the dream, vision, purpose, and mission. Tom and I inaugurated the Michael Thomas Corporation with to transform small business worldwide. How? By making certain that every new business in the world is built impeccable through the utilization of systems that succeed again and again. Just imagine, I thought to say, as this vision came to me fully formed and in brilliant color, imagine solving the riddle of business failure long before a business is ever built. Just imagine that it would have meant to Tom and I long ago to have had our disposal turnkey system like the My Growth System I listed above. Just imagine if you could just tap into an intelligent resource of each of the My Growth sources will be there, where we could find proven lead generation system, proven lead conversation system, proven legal systems, accounting systems, systems for acquiring proven growth managers, capital partners, professional organizations, systems specialists, and so forth. Just imagine a huge field of certified solutions, each of which work with all the others in a synchronized manner to produce synchronized results. Just imagine being able to acquire such service all at a low cost and easily as using a telephone. Just imagine providing a website where all of these services and many more could be accessed with a click. Just imagine being connected to every awakening entrepreneur in the world, each of whom has participated in the dreaming room, each of whom are active members of the dreaming group, in which seven dreamers work together to improve their ability to dream, to vision, to purpose, to mission, to become masters of money, to excel at developing their essential skill, to build a small company from scratch. Just imagine that each group of seven becomes a part of a circle, seven groups, and each circle of seven groups become a seven circle where making up the world of entrepreneurs, and each world of seven circles make up a universe of seven worlds. Just do imagine that all of these awakened entrepreneurs are meeting with each other once a week, going through the dreaming room process. I have a dream. I have a vision. I have a purpose. I have a mission. And getting clearer and clearer as I demonstrate this, or her ability to convince the other members of their group as to the brilliance of their dream, their vision, their purpose, their mission. Just imagine, as they develop the ability to articulate the dream, their vision, their purpose, their mission, they are able to access all service they will need to implement their new company. And as they do, new ventures will spring up all over the world. But they will be ventures with a difference. They will be ventures that mean something. And they will be ventures that will possess the ability to do what they mean. Just imagine a company that would do that. Just imagine Dreaming Room and eMyth Worldwide and My Growth Resource all working together with their strategic partners, all companies who believe in the dream, the vision, the purpose, the mission of transforming entrepreneurship worldwide to wake people up to their remarkable potential to teach others not only entrepreneurship but all people that the gift of dreaming is something that we can all grow and thrive as we master it. That dreaming, intentional dreaming, as we refer to it in the dreaming room, it is a God-given gift that will lift all of us on the earth to produce miracles everywhere they are needed. In Africa, where so many struggles with the fact of AIDS or lack of pure water or the knowledge to grow rich and the ability, the healthy and healthy foods, or run and lead a great country. In the Middle East, where hate and envy and evil deep spring eternal, but do not need to and could not be transformed as though with the simple flick of the wrist, should people begin to see that dreaming, intentional dreaming, has the power to transform our relationships with the idea of transformation, with the idea of love, with the idea of creation, and by so doing, connect us with each other for the very first time as we see that creating new worlds based upon the original thinking, original dreaming creates vision, a purpose, a mission. We can each understand because it is not one vision at the expense of others, but one vision which is the ability to create our way out of any circumstances or condition we find ourselves in. The business model, I say, of the Dreaming Room was both local and global. It was built on the internet and on the ground. it was available to every single human being, both locally and globally, through groups, circles, worlds, and universities. Do the math. There are seven people in a group, and seven groups in every circle, and seven circles in every world, and seven worlds in every universe. There are a total of 2,401 awakened entrepreneurs, just one universe. Imagine that each dreaming room, market, a geographic destination such as San Diego, constitute seven universes of entrepreneurs. Do the math. That means that San Diego alone has the potential of producing 1,607 awakening entrepreneurs, 16,000 new ventures, all of which work. Is that possible? It is, probably. Not, says the thinker. Probably not, says the expert. Probably not, say the cynic. Probably not, say the seasoned veteran of business. Probably not, say the financial modeler. Probably not, says your uncle, your brother, your aunt, your father, your mother. Probably not, say any dreamer who is too overwhelmed by the fact of it to become even engrossed. If possible to do it. Is it possible to do it? Yes, we know. We were talking about, we spoke about thinking big on our dreams before. But when and what? Well, let's just wrap it down a little. Let's just do what everyone who has ever created stupid business plan does. Well, what if we only got 1,000 international dreamers to do the thing in San Diego? What about that? Well, okay. What if we only got 300 intentional dreamers to do the thing in San Diego? So what about that? Let's get going ahead and do it. Let's get off our butts. And so I did, no matter what my uncle said. Well, we will be ending the show before 12 today, and I apologize for that, because I just got a text and there is an emergency I need to go attend to. So I will be closing the show off at within 7 minutes. So please, those people who normally join me later on, I apologize for that. There's a friend needs me to help in a very urgent situation. So I'm glad I took that text, because normally I don't multitask and I don't take texts, but this is an emergency and I need to go attend to that. So again, I want to remind you to check the Eagle Vision Media Group out. I want you to visit the show's page here at blogtalkradio.com/Daphne Clark Hudson. And I want you to mark it favorite and become a friend of mine and tell other people about the show so that they can join me and share their idea with me. I want to thank you this morning or this afternoon or wherever you are, whatever time zone it is. And I really need to help a friend out, and I am needed, and it's important. She knows I'm on the show, and she texts me, and I know if this was not of the nature it is, she would not have done that. So I want to be there for her. So please bear with me. I'll see you next week, same time, same place, when I have two amazing guests all lined up for you. So in the meantime, I want you to follow your destiny, stay focused, get some activity in your life. Don't sit around and don't become a burden to yourself, a couch potato, but get out there and become active. Follow your dream, follow your vision. See you next week. This is Dynamic Daphne saying so long.
breaking of day. It's destiny. And I know what I know. You've been called to change